Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you missed the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
Hello and welcome to the Love of the Star podcast. Great to have you in. I'm Eric Chiafalo alongside the Super Bowl champion Brian Broaddus. Cowboys get the victory Monday Night Football, dominant fashion over the Raiders. And now, short week, we already turn our attention here on Thursday, November 20th for these Philadelphia Eagles at home, AT&T Stadium. And the Cowboys are going to be certainly desperate for the win. Hey, we are in the We're in the hunt graphic now, right? When you're looking
absolutely
at the postseason
in the
NFC. So that's a beautiful thing, but you got to keep this thing moving here, and this is where the schedule starts to get cranked up quite a bit. So it was a nice little confidence booster, nice little tune-up game with the Raiders after the bye week. And now hopefully they're playing with a little bit more confidence here, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Broaddus, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. You're absolutely right. You've actually gone into, we always like to talk about desperate team theory. You're desperate team through the remainder of this season. You had the break. You needed to win against the Raiders. You did. And now you have to play like a desperate team to even get back into this thing. They don't give you very good odds of making the playoffs. Kicked away some games early in the year. Now you're going to have to win some games you probably initially didn't think you could win. But we're at a different point in time of the season now where some teams that you're going to play look somewhat beatable. They don't look like, you know, when you initially thought the schedule coming out, you know, you look at the Eagles record and it's impressive. They've managed to win some games of being very good at the end. They've caught some great breaks. They've made some big plays along the way, but, you know, there's games now, like I said, Philadelphia, Kansas City. We'll see what happens with Detroit, but you are now become the desperate team for the rest of the season, and you need to play like that.
Well, looking at the Eagles, they continue to win football games, even though it doesn't, especially offensively, doesn't look overly sexy here. Now they lose Lane Johnson at right tackle. You still have the issues between A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. All the rumors are it's basically A.J. Brown doesn't like Jalen Hurts. I mean, and yeah. I don't have all the details on why, but DeSean Jackson, all these different people, NFL insiders, it's like they just don't have a good relationship. And I'm sure part of it is because just Jalen Hurts is not the most productive quarterback through the air, certainly this season. And they're having to scrape by with some really good defense. And so we'll take a look at the Eagles defense here in a minute. But Broadus, what have you seen from this Eagles offense?
Yeah, I went back and watched all of 175 carries of Saquon Barkley to try and get an idea of why they are struggling, you know, running the football. Well, especially with, you know, him running the football. He's not the explosive player that he was last season. I think the number of carries he had regular season and into the playoffs and the Super Bowl clearly affects his explosiveness, his quickness. They've also dealt with a lot of problems along the offensive line with health. They're going to deal with them again with the Cowboys. Likely their center being out, we'll see. Didn't practice on Wednesday. You mentioned Lane Johnson being out, the right tackle. That puts Fred Johnson into the mix. You know, they've struggled with point of attack blocking with their tight ends. They just haven't been very, very good at it. And Barkley has not had the runs that he had in the past. And, you know, you look at the number of carries of 10-plus yards. I think it's at 16. Hell, it feels like you watch a game and he's got 16 carries of 10 yards plus in a game. Yeah. So it has been a problem. You mentioned Hurts. They don't throw the ball. They are not a big drop-back team. As far as the passing game, they don't, you know, they just don't. That's something they've really leaned on the running game to try and make that work. It hasn't been as successful as it needs to be. But I think a lot of it has to do with, like I say, the quarterback is not always accurate throwing the football. There's some times he misses. In the Detroit game, you watch that, he had some unfortunate drops when he was accurate. He had guys dropping the ball on him. And so that's been a problem for them. He doesn't throw the ball in the middle of the field. They really run three routes. Their three favorite routes are the go route. Only the Giants run more go routes than these guys, but they're successful at hitting them. But, you know, you look at that, the hitch and the slant, and you can understand why Brown has some issues because you could tell, and there's been – there's been an analysis about, I could tell what round I was it Chad Ochocinco who came out and said that he could tell what route he's going to run by his alignment. And that's,
yeah,
that's,
that was our joke.
Yeah. It's pretty fair to say, you know, when he's lined up really wide, you're either going to probably get a go route or get a slant. And then when you get him inside or more towards inside the numbers towards the hash, you're probably going to get some kind of hitch. They don't have a lot of routes these guys run. You would think in the past they were a team that ran a ton of those crossing routes and stuff that, you know, that they've gone to be mid-pack when it's come to the crossing routes. It's been a problem for them to complete passes on crossing routes. They've tend to run a lot of the rub routes. We've known that in the past. That's something the Eagles have always been very, very good at. They'll run you through traffic and then, you know, they'll find a way to come out on the other side. So you definitely have to be ready for that. But, you know, they just don't drop back. They just don't drop back and throw the ball like we've seen a lot of other teams. And then they've got a running back that is struggling with his explosiveness and they're struggling with the health of their offensive line.
Okay, so based on what you saw Monday night in Vegas with the Cowboys defense,
yeah,
how optimistic are you at being able to slow these guys down?
Well, you know what? It, like I said, if it turns into Brett Tooth, I think I say his last name right, if he gets into the game at center, you know, watching all those runs of Saquon Barkley, he is a liability as a center. He doesn't play with power. He's not particularly strong at the point of attack. You know, you've got guys in Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark did play in week one, you know, against the Eagles. I thought he was okay in that game. But, you know, you got Quinnen Williams. You got the, you know, with the linebacking situation being different now, you're a little bit better equipped to handle things, you know, against this Philadelphia Eagle offensive line. They've struggled a little bit with Landon Dickerson, especially when he's been one-on-one in pass blocking situations. When he gets double team help, he's effective. So there's been some issues across this line. Like I said, they're going to have to replace a couple of guys. Usually we talk about the Eagles being the best offensive line in the league. For a long time they have. They're very well coached with Jeff Southland as their coach. But they're now going to back up guys who have had some issues you know, throughout the season. And some of the ineffectiveness that they've had is due to the fact that these guys are having to play. And so, you know, and even Jordan Mailata is giving up some pressures, you know, and he's, you know, Jordan Mailata is a pain to deal with. I know that Donovan Ezeraco in week one learned that firsthand. So, you know, it's a different group than what you faced in week one. It's different the way they attack you. You know, they've struggled a little bit at times, but they've managed to win these games.
Yeah, they have, because they have a really, really good defense that is starting to click. And I know we'll look at that here in a few minutes, but trading for Jalen Phillips was big for them.
It was very big. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting Nakobe Dean back off of injury. He's playing some really good football at the linebacker spot. Quinyon Mitchell, we'll get into it. But so they play really good defense, and then they take care of the football for as sloppy as some of these numbers are on this Eagles offense, and they're sloppy. I'll give you a couple examples. They do a couple of things really well offensively, and that is, one, they take care of the football. I mean, they will punt the heck out of the ball, but they're not turning the ball over. Well, what'd you say? Jalen Hurts has one interception this year?
Yeah, I went back, and I was just curious, just looking at his stats. I was seeing how quickly that excuse me just a second here while I grab some water here. I'm just –
yeah, no problem. Right, no problem. Yeah, they take care of the ball.
They're in a situation where I was looking at the interceptions, and I said, okay, yeah, I have the ability to pull the plays that I want to watch. And I said, give me all Jalen Hurts interceptions. And all of a sudden, one play came up against the Giants. And I went, wait a minute, give me all the Jalen Hurts interceptions. One play against the Giants. That's all he's had. He's had one interception this year. So he's doing a much better job of protecting the football. And when you're absolutely right. They don't look as a punt as a bad situation. They're one of these teams that's kind of in that mode. I think on the G-Bag Nation yesterday, you ran off a stat of something like when you look at three and out offenses, they're one of the top teams in the league when it comes to three and out offense. And, you know, they're not afraid to punt. They'll go play defense and, you know, get the ball back and try and drive from there. So yeah, it's a team that's not going to turn it over. You just got to be ready. You know, when you do get an overthrow or you get a situation where they do put the ball on the ground, you know, you got to take full advantage of that if you can.
Yeah, 31% of the time, that is the rate which the Eagles offense goes three and out. That is the highest rate in football. Somehow they still manage to be 8-2. So they do punt a lot because they're going three and out at the highest rate in the league. Now, what they do well, when they get into the red zone, they convert a league high 75% of their red zone trips into touchdowns. So that's the big thing. And then I know defensively, they're really good at keeping out of the end zone in the red zone.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting, and you talk about we'll throw numbers out there and stuff. And I pulled this one yesterday. I don't mean to nerd out on people, but I think it always tells a story. The Eagles' offense has made a trip to the red zone on just 23% of their drives this season.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fourth lowest rate in the NFL, ahead of the Browns, the Jets, and the Titans.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Who collectively only have five wins. And they say this figure is due in part to their inability to stay on schedule on snaps outside the red zone. Of their 40% success rate on third, success rate ranks third lowest in the NFL, only ahead of the Titans, the Browns. However, when they reach the red zone, to your point, they've scored a touchdown on the highest rate in the NFL, 75%. So yeah. when they struggle to get there, but when they get there, they're going to punish you for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always the interesting numbers. Yes, they're third lowest in the league in success rate. Success in the red zone, but then when they reach, they have the touchdown rate goes to 75%. So that's impressive. Yeah. You don't get there much, but their ability to finish drives has been very impressive.
Yeah, I think that's like when you're looking at these Eagles right now, you're just looking at like, how are they winning football games? They're doing it with defense. They're doing it with taking care of the football, and they're doing it with making you pay once they do get into the red zone. Like those are the three reasons why they're winning, because there's so many other things about their offense. I mean, they're 29th in the league in converting third downs. They're number one at going three and out. It's just not very good. And then when you look at like where they're at with Lane Johnson off the field, and he's one of the best, if not the best in the league still to this day, has been for a long time at right tackle. I mean, the Eagles have run 153 plays without Lane Johnson on the field this season, and they're averaging 4.2 yards per play on those snaps. That would rank ahead of only the Browns on the season. Yeah. This comes courtesy of Sharp Football Analysis. And with Lane Johnson on the field, they're 5.5 yards per play, which is 14th in the league. So it's not like they're totally dominating and in the top five with him there, but they totally bottom out when he's not there. Same with Hurts completion percentage, only 58% when Lane Johnson's off the field, under 7 yards per pass attempt. That's 33rd and 22nd on the season if they were for the full season there. So, I mean, that's a great opportunity right now for the Cowboys, not having Lane Johnson in this game. And hopefully the pass rush and the run defense, all that kind of stuff. I mean, the run defense, I know it was the Raiders, and so you take everything with a little bit of a grain of salt. That's a god-awful offensive line. But, I mean, the Cowboys' run defense was on fire on Monday night, and especially in the first half, the pass rush looked great.
Yeah, the pass rush was outstanding, and you know, but we went into that game understanding that this was probably, and we talked about this a bunch on our various platforms, that the Raiders offensive line was the worst that they were going to play this year, or you know, up until this point. And the five guys across the board, it clearly bared out for that.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, I saw from Tommy Yarish in Next Gen Stats against the Raiders, the Cowboys defense did not allow a single rushing yard before contact.
Yeah.
All 27 of the Raiders rushing yards came after contact. That is, I think that speaks to really just how bad the Raiders are. And I was made sad for Ashton Jeanty watching that game. You know, yeah. One of the first times you really get to sit down and just watch the entirety of a Raiders game. And man, Jeanty's just got nowhere to go. No. One other thing to mention here when it comes to the Eagles offense, and we saw this play out in the first game with the Cowboys playing so much zone. I know we've been a little bit frustrated throughout the year with how much zone the Cowboys played defensively, but versus the Eagles and slowing down AJ Brown, I mean, that is absolutely your best bet, because versus man coverage, his yards per route run is second in the league behind only Jackson Smith and Jigba there in Seattle, who's having a great season. But when it's versus zone coverage, AJ Brown, he's 59th out of wide receivers in the league when it comes to yards per route run versus zone coverage. And I think that's not really an AJ Brown stat. I think that's more of a Jalen Hurts stat. So that plays right into the Cowboys' hands. Like when you go up against Mahomes, I think that'll be a different story on Thanksgiving. You'll be going, man, please don't be running a bunch of zone versus Mahomes, because he will pick you apart. But for a game like this versus Jalen Hurts, the Cowboys, they should have the recipe here.
Yeah, this is one of those things, too, that there's a couple of different ways that you have to kind of figure out, you know, how do you want to handle Jalen Hurts as far as, you know, how do you want to play zone? Do you want to blitz him? You know, and it's one of those things where only Lamar Jackson has been blitzed more this season. And, you know, teams are right at 36% blitz rate against him, which again is the second highest in the league. But this is where Hurts can kind of kill you, because Hurts surpassed his previous season-long career high of 9 touchdowns against the blitz through the first 8 weeks, and currently ranks second in the NFL with 11 such touchdowns entering week 12. So teams have got to be very mindful about him, and especially when you do blitz him, it seems like that Devonta Smith has been the guy that he targets the most. Those numbers will tell you that 21 of 28 for 299 and a touchdown. And that's the fourth most when you start to talk about receiver quarterback duos in the league. So, you know, if you're going to blitz him, make sure that you got Smith covered on the play, because likely that's where the football is going to go. But the zone coverage stuff has actually been pretty good. Teams have played a fair amount of zone, but not to the point that we've seen other opponents that have done it. I guess they try and blitz this guy. I've always kind of felt like that you play with this guy's eye level. You try and change the picture for him in the secondary, and that seems to work the best when he has to. He holds the ball longer than anybody in the league when it comes to this kind of stuff. You know, and the longer he holds it, sometimes it's the more it's a problem. He'll just throw it away. There was a time where he used to throw interceptions, you know, but now he'll just throw it away. But you know, he'll hold the ball, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, he'll, you know, work himself into some sacks too. So, you know, how you play your coverage, blitzing him speeds him up, and I don't know necessarily if that's the best thing to do playing this guy.
All right, you're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, presented by the On Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing of the Love of the Star podcast, as well as the Dallas Cowboys and the Dallas Stars. They truly are the best in the business. And all we ask you to do here on Love of the Stars is just support the people that support this show. Call on the on-time experts. They'll come to your home the same day, backed by their stay warm guarantee. Visit the ontimeexperts.com. Click the book now button and you will pay less over time because they correctly diagnose your issue and fix it right the first time. Same day or you don't pay policy for certain repairs. 100% satisfaction guarantee. No excuses, no exceptions. On-time experts, they are the best in the business.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded. So you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
Said you hear about Dave.
Or even tea time, tea time, tea time you.
Mmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.